Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Trueblood. This is the WGCU Community Campaign Radio Drive. We're looking for your support, not only for the programming on WGCU, but we're doing something special. And particularly this hour, we are raising funds to not only support the programs on WGCU, but we are also looking to help the K is for Kids Foundation. I am joined with Jake and Gabriella, who are here to talk about the organization. We were talking just a couple of minutes ago about what K is for Kids is for, and this is primarily for books, right?
Correct. Yeah. What we mainly do is try to collect books throughout Collier and South Lee County to give to people from toddlers to teens to help get books out there to families that might necessarily not be able to afford to go to the store and buy a bunch of new books, things like that.
And this is new and used books that people can contribute. So if they've got a stash of books hanging around, then that's something that they could donate to you, to K is for Kids.
Exactly, yeah. Most of our book drives, actually, we collect a lot of those used books and then a small amount of new ones as well.
See, and I love that idea because I have a five-year-old, and as she gets a little bit older, there's a lot of the books that she's going through that I think, what am I going to do with these? And the ones that are still in good shape because they, you know, they can go through them. But this, I could give them to you guys and they would be given to areas in the, or kids right here in the area.
Yes. There are so many books that are so loved out there and they just want to, we want to give them back to other children who may not be able to afford them themselves and really get them involved in literacy and get them reading and just really help them out.
Now, I'm excited in this hour because not only are we helping to looking to help you guys promote your organization through this fund drive, but we've already gotten a very generous contribution from Karen Clauston, who is the director at K is for Kids, to help get things started. And how this is going to work is we're looking to help match the contribution. We're looking for 10 $100 donations in this hour to help not only WGCU, but support K is for Kids. So let's make your pledge now, 1-800-533-9428, online at WGCU.org. Gabriella, you guys have a fun event that's coming up in February, you said?
Yes, we do. We have our Animation Show this year on February 6th, which is a Saturday. We take lots of teens and toddlers, and we get them to model. And so if anybody has any children that would love to get involved, they can find more information at our website at www.kisforkids.org. And it's so much fun. We have our Bring a Book, Bring a Friend event as well. So anyone who attends, we really encourage to bring a book with them to help the amount of books that we're able to provide to children in the area.
So that's, if you guys had a bunch of time to promote your organization, that's, I imagine, a perfect way to do it, right? Or with that time, you can talk about your event in February.
Yeah, exactly. We really want to try to fill that auditorium on that day, and especially have all of those people coming in bring at least one book, if not more.
So far, we've raised $62,000, over $62,000 in this pledge drive, and it is wonderful to see that, and thanks to everybody who's contributed so far. You can join all those members, whether they're new or returning members, in showing your support, not only for WGCU, but for K is for Kids this hour, looking for 10 $100 contributions at 1-800-533-9428 or online at WGCU.org. And this is, you mentioned this is for Collier County, this is for Naples, this is Southern Lee County, but you'll take contributions from anywhere.
Yes, of course. We definitely encourage anyone anywhere who has books laying around or who would love to give a generous donation to us in order to buy new books for the kids in the area. Any books from anywhere we'd love to have.
And if somebody didn't necessarily have books, you guys would take financial contributions as well, right?
Yes, definitely. We use those to go out to the bookstores and buy new books for the children.
What kind of books do you pick up? Is it a fiction, nonfiction? Like, what's the most popular one that people pick up?
So I would say we see a lot of like toddler, you know, young adult fiction books most often. And I know our literary specialists from schools really like to go out and buy those because kids really enjoy reading them.
So, but do you guys do the Harry Potter books, the typical, you know, young adult kind of things too?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We see a lot of those. Dr. Seuss is still pretty popular among the kids. And then, you know, you have your nonfiction books kind of interspersed in there.
And so, but you guys will take the whole gamut, whether somebody wants to donate a science book, maybe something that somebody could use to learn and other kinds of books like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. We'd, you know, if someone wants to learn about aviation, something like that, but they're not able to necessarily get that book, we would love to have one to give them.
And you can help K's for Kids right now, 1-800-533-9428, or you can go online to WGCU.org. This is the community, your community radio drive, where we are not only asking for your support of the programs on WGCU, but also to help promote K's for Kids Foundation. And Karen has made a very generous contribution so far to get things started this hour, and we're looking for you to help match that. 10 $100 contributions is what we are looking for. 1-800-533-9428, online at WGCU.org. How long have you guys been involved with this so far, with K's for Kids?
I have been involved. This will be my fourth year. I began my freshman year in high school, and I was a model in the fashion show. I was a model my second year as well. And then last year, I became student ambassador and just fell in love with how much I was able to help the children in the area, and really wanted to continue doing that to where I am now as the teen leader and head spokesperson. So I love to see the smiling faces of children who are able to hold in their hands the first book that they've ever had before.
So you're out and about with the organization quite a bit then.
Yes, I am.
Now, how did you get involved with it? I mean, what drew you into that organization?
I was drawn in through my business teacher at Baron Collier High School. And she's a big part of the K's for Kids Foundation, and she was the one who really got me involved and encouraged me to go out there and model, and then my love for the foundation was born.
Wonderful. Well, if you would like to support not only WGCU, but help K's for Kids promote their organization and their events throughout the throughout Southwest Florida, now's the time to make your contribution. 1-800-533-9428. You can also go online to WGCU.org. This hour, we are looking for 10 $100 contributions, but any amount that you choose to donate is the right amount. So you can do that right now, 1-800-533-9428. And thank you so much for everybody who's called in. We've raised over $62,000 so far in this drive, and we would love to hear from you. 1-800-533-9428 or online at WGCU.org. And thanks.